The Surprising Science Behind What Music Does to Our Brains. You are probably listening to music in your headphones at work right now. Whether you are powering through your to-do list or brainstorming creative ideas, here is how the tunes you are playing affect how your brain works. I'm a big fan of music, and use it a lot when working, but I had no idea about how it really affects our brains and bodies. Since music is such a big part of our lives, I thought it would be interesting and useful to have a look at some of the ways we react to it without even realizing. Without music, life would be a mistake, Friedrich Nietzsche. Of course, music affects many different areas of the brain. 1. Happy/sad music affects how we see neutral faces. We can usually pick if a piece of music is particularly happy or sad, but this isn't just a subjective idea that comes from how it makes us feel. In fact, our brains actually respond differently to happy and sad music. Even short pieces of happy or sad music can affect us. One study showed that after hearing a short piece of music, participants were more likely to interpret a neutral expression as happy or sad, to match the tone of the music they heard. This also happened with other facial expressions, but was most notable for those that were close to neutral. Something else that's really interesting about how our emotions are affected by music is that there are two kinds of emotions related to music: perceived emotions and felt emotions. This means that sometimes we can understand the emotions of a piece of music without actually feeling them, which explains why some of us find listening to sad music enjoyable, rather than depressing. Unlike in real-life situations, we don't feel any real threat or danger when listening to music, so we can perceive the related emotions without truly feeling them, almost like vicarious emotions. 2. Ambient noise can improve creativity. We all like to pump up the tunes when we're powering through our to-do lists, right? But when it comes to creative work, loud music may not be the best option. It turns out that a moderate noise level is the sweet spot for creativity. Even more than low noise levels, ambient noise apparently gets our creative juices flowing, and doesn't put us off the way high levels of noise do. The way this works is that moderate noise levels increase processing difficulty, which promotes abstract processing, leading to higher creativity. In other words, when we struggle just enough to process things as we normally would, we resort to more creative approaches. In high noise levels, however, our creative thinking is impaired because we're overwhelmed and struggle to process information efficiently. This is very similar to how temperature and lighting can affect our productivity, where paradoxically a slightly more crowded place can be beneficial. 3. Our music choices can predict our personality. Take this one with a grain of salt, because it's only been tested on young adults that I know of, but it's still really interesting. In a study of couples who spent time getting to know each other, looking at each other's top 10 favorite songs actually provided fairly reliable predictions as to the listener's personality traits. The study used 5 personality traits for the test: openness to experience, extroversion, agreeableness, conscientiousness, and emotional stability. Interestingly, some traits were more accurately predicted based on the person's listening habits than others. For instance, openness to experience, extroversion, and emotional stability were the easiest to guess correctly. Conscientiousness, on the other hand, wasn't obvious based on musical taste. Here is also a breakdown of how the different genres correspond to our personality, according to a study conducted at Harriet Watt University. Blues fans have high self-esteem, are creative, outgoing, gentle, and at ease. Jazz fans have high self-esteem, are creative, outgoing, and at ease. Classical music fans have high self-esteem, are creative, introvert, and at ease. Rap fans have high self-esteem and are outgoing. Opera fans have high self-esteem, are creative, and gentle. Country and Western fans are hardworking and outgoing. Reggae fans have high self-esteem, are creative, not hardworking, outgoing, gentle and at ease. Dance fans are creative and outgoing but not gentle. Indie fans have low self-esteem, are creative, not hardworking, and not gentle. Bollywood fans are creative and outgoing. Rock, heavy metal fans have low self-esteem, are creative, not hardworking, not outgoing, gentle, and at ease. Chart pop fans have high self-esteem, are hardworking, outgoing and gentle, but are not creative and not at ease. Soul fans have high self-esteem, are creative, outgoing, gentle, and at ease. Of course, generalizing based on this study is very hard. However, looking at the science of introverts and extroverts, there is some clear overlap. 4. Music can significantly distract us while driving, contrary to common belief. Another study done on teenagers and young adults focused on how their driving is affected by music. Drivers were tested while listening to their own choice of music, silence or safe music choices provided by the researchers. Of course, their own music was preferred, but it also proved to be more distracting. Drivers made more mistakes and drove more aggressively when listening to their own choice of music. Even more surprising, music provided by the researchers proved to be more beneficial than no music at all. It seems that unfamiliar, or uninteresting, music is best for safe driving. 5. Music training can significantly improve our motor and reasoning skills. We generally assume that learning a musical instrument can be beneficial for kids, but it's actually useful in more ways than we might expect. One study shows that children who had 3 years or more musical instrument training performed better than those who didn't learn an instrument in auditory discrimination abilities and fine motor skills. They also tested better on vocabulary and nonverbal reasoning skills, which involve understanding and analyzing visual information, such as identifying relationships, similarities and differences between shapes and patterns. These two areas in particular are quite removed from musical training as we imagine it, so it's fascinating to see how learning to play an instrument can help kids develop such a wide variety of important skills. Similar research shows this correlation for exercise and motor skills in the same way, which is also fascinating. 6. Classical music can improve visual attention. It's not just kids that can benefit from musical training or exposure. Stroke patients in one small study showed improved visual attention while listening to classical music. The study also tried white noise and silence to compare the results, and found that, like the driving study mentioned earlier, silence resulted in the worst scores. Because this study was so small, the conclusions need to be explored further for validation, but I find it really interesting how music and noise can affect our other senses and abilities, in this case, vision. 7. One-sided phone calls are more distracting than normal conversations. Another study focused on noise, rather than music, shows that when it comes to being distracted by the conversations of others, phone calls where we can only hear one side of the conversation are the worst offenders. After a survey shows that up to 82% of people find overhearing cell phone conversations annoying, Veronica Galvan, a cognitive psychologist at the University of San Diego, decided to study why these are such a pain. In the study, participants completed word puzzles while one half of them overheard one side of a mundane phone conversation in the background. The other half of the volunteers heard the entire conversation as it took place between two people in the room. Those who heard the one-sided phone conversation found it more distracting than those who heard both people speaking. They also remembered more of the conversation, showing that it had grabbed their attention more than those who heard both sides and didn't remember as much of the discussion. The unpredictability of a one-sided conversation